aberrant heterosis in hemoglobinopathies with special reference to beta thalassemia and structurally abnormal hemoglobins E and S in Orissa, India. Introduction. Hemoglobinopathies are the most commonly encountered monogenic disorders of blood, posing a major genetic and public health problem in Southeast Asia and the Indian subcontinent. Of the several abnormal hemoglobins so far identified, there are three variants: sickle cell, that is HBS, hemoglobin E, that is HBE, and hemoglobin D, that is HBD, which are predominantly prevalent in India. There are regional variations for these structural variants of hemoglobin. The cumulative allele frequency in different parts of India for these variants have been found to be 5.35%. The average allele frequency of sickle cell and hemoglobin D has been observed to be 4.3% and 0.86% respectively, with hemoglobin E constituting 10.9% in northeastern region of India. The sickle cell disease is widespread in tribal as well as non-tribal communities, especially in the central East India, with a prevalence range of 3 to 17%. The beta thalassemia is prevalent throughout India. Thus, hemoglobinopathies are a huge genetic burden and pose a major healthcare challenge in India. The sickle cell hemoglobin, that is HBS, is structurally abnormal variant with glutamic acid residue replaced by valine at the sixth position of beta globin polypeptide chain of the molecule. Hemoglobin E is another structurally abnormal variant with a substitution of glutamic acid by lysine in the 26th position of beta globin polypeptide chain. Interaction of these structurally abnormal hemoglobins, DES, with disrupted synthesis of globin moiety leads to combination of two abnormalities, resulting in double heterozygosity of the disease. In view of the strict practice of caste endogamy and non-random, that is, consanguinity mating pattern, the beta thalassemia is seen in association with structural variants of hemoglobin in India. However, only a few reports on double heterozygosity are available in India. Double heterozygosity for hemoglobinopathies is a rare entity. Due to the paucity of adequate literature available on the occurrence of heterosis for hemoglobinopathies in India and the hemoglobinopathies being a major genetic and public health problem in the state of Orissa, the present study was undertaken to evaluate the detailed family studies of double heterozygosity cases of sickle cell and hemoglobin E and beta thalassemia. This study will not only add to prognostic understanding of the heterosis phenomenon for hemoglobinopathies in the state, but also be useful for genetic counseling, prenatal diagnosis and future molecular studies on the subject in India. Materials and methods. This prospective family study is based on 9 index cases of sickle cell beta thalassemia and 7 index cases of hemoglobin E beta thalassemia. They were selected out of 1,500 routinely referred cases sent for investigation for the cause of anemia and suspected to be suffering from hemoglobinopathies before the first blood transfusion from different peripheral primary health centers and hospitals in the state of Orissa during the period between 2001 to April 2006. Details, diagnosis and analysis of the referred cases in Orissa have already been reported elsewhere. The above mentioned index cases and their other available family members such as parents, brothers and sisters were also subjected to clinical examination and investigation for the cause of anemia and genetic oblique marriage counseling after taking informed consent. In all, there were 30 subjects related with sickle cell beta thalassemia and 22 for hemoglobin E beta thalassemia. Background information for each family such as name, age, sex, caste, native place, reproductive history, family pedigree and clinical signs and symptoms were recorded. 2 to 3 ml intravenous blood samples were collected using ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, that is EDTA, as anticoagulant by disposable syringes and needles from each individual after obtaining informed consent. All the signs and symptoms related to hemoglobinopathy after clinical examination were recorded on the pre-designed proforma. Laboratory investigations were carried out following the standard procedure after cross-checking for quality control from time to time. Hematological parameters were studied by using an automated blood cell counter. The sickling test was performed by using freshly prepared sodium metabisulfite solution as reducing agent for the presence or absence of sickle cell hemoglobin. The routine hemoglobin lysate electrophoresis was carried out on cellulose acetate membrane, that is CAM, in Tris-EDTA borate buffer at pH 8.6, and quantification of A2 fraction of adult hemoglobin was done by elution method. The value more than 3.5% of A2 fraction of adult hemoglobin was taken as cutoff point for determining the beta thalassemia trait. Those individuals having very high hemoglobin A2 value, that is more than 10%, were suspected to have HbA2 plus HbE, which was confirmed by the investigation of other family members. Estimation of fetal hemoglobin was done as described by Weatherall. Results. The clinical, hematological and genetical findings of the 9 index cases of sickle cell beta thalassemia and 5 index cases of hemoglobin E beta thalassemia and their family members have been summarized in table (figure 2) and table (figure 3) respectively. Out of the 12 cases of sickle cell beta thalassemia, it is apparent from Table 1 that both parents who were obligatory heterozygotes for sickle cell and beta thalassemia were studied, except one family where the mother was not available to confirm the diagnosis. Each. Two cases each belonged to Khurda, Mayurbhanj and Nayagarh districts, and one case each to Bargarh, Cuttack and Ganjam districts of Orissa. Figure 1 is a map of Orissa showing distribution of cases studied. Three cases were from general, that is GC castes, one Karan and one Khandyat. Two cases each from other backward castes, that is OBC, Kulita and Mali, scheduled castes, Dhoba and Haddi, and scheduled tribes, Bhumij and Santhal. Both SSC and ST, that is scheduled caste and scheduled tribe cases, belong to Nayagarh and Mayurbhanj district respectively. It was evident that these cases were neither accentuated to a particular caste or community due to practice of consanguinity, that is inbreeding, nor to a particular area or region due to territorial endogamy, but have random scatter in Orissa state. There were 6 cases each of age between 2 through 27 years and belonging to either sex, with maximum number falling in adolescent age group. Table (figure 2). These cases had a large range of variation in hemoglobin levels, that is 5.2 to 13%, but the majority had moderate to severe anemia. It is apparent from Table 1 that the majority of the sickle cell beta thalassemia cases showed reduced values of red cell indices like HCT, MCV, MCH and MCHC manifesting hematological aberrations before blood transfusion. The RBC values were either reduced or normal in 12 cases of sickle cell beta thalassemia. The leukocytosis was observed in almost all the cases. Only one Khandyat family with 3 children showed the higher value of RDW, more than 12%, in these patients. The red cell morphology also showed hypochromia and microcytosis in the family. Almost in all the cases of sickle cell beta thalassemia, the fetal hemoglobin was raised, ranging from 4.5% to 38.3% in the present study. HbA2 was also raised, that is, it was less than 3.5% in all the sickle cell beta thalassemia cases. All the sickle cell beta thalassemia cases had splenomegaly. The enlarged spleen size varied between 5 to 18 centimeters below the left costal margin, whereas the hepatomegaly ranged from 2 to 3 centimeters below the right costal margin in these patients. 3 patients reported the history of multiple transfusions starting from the age of about 1 year, ranging from 1 to 25 units. The clinical picture in all the cases was similar to that of homozygous sickle cell disease. One beta thalassemia carrier mother had 2 neonatal deaths. Of the 9 cases of hemoglobin E beta thalassemia reported here, it is apparent from table (figure 3) and table (figure 4) that both parents who were obligatory heterozygotes for hemoglobin E and beta thalassemia were studied to confirm the diagnosis. Except one case which belonged to OBC, that is Thodia, all other cases were from general castes, Brahmin, Khandyat and Muslim. There were 6 males and 3 females having this disease, with maximum number of them falling in the childhood and adolescent age group, that is 1 to 18 years. The hematological parameters of hemoglobin E beta thalassemia cases are summarized in table (figure 3) and table (figure 4). The hemoglobin levels of these cases varied between 2.8 to 9.2%, and the majority had moderate to severe anemia. It is apparent that the majority of the hemoglobin E beta thalassemia cases before blood transfusion showed reduced values of red cell indices like RBC and MCV, MCH and MCHC, representing abnormal hematological conditions. The leukocytosis was observed in two cases. Three children showed the higher value of RDW, more than 12% in these patients. The red cell morphology also showed hypochromia, microcytosis and target cells in these children. Almost in all the cases of hemoglobin E beta thalassemia, the fetal hemoglobin was raised ranging from 2.4% to 42.4% in the present study. All the hemoglobin E beta thalassemia cases had splenomegaly. The enlarged spleen varied from 2 to 9 cm below the left costal margin, whereas the hepatomegaly ranged from 2 to 4 cm below the right costal margin in these patients. All the patients reported the history of multiple transfusions ranging from 1 to 25 units from the age of about 1 year. The clinical picture in all the cases was similar to that of hemoglobin E disease of homozygous beta thalassemia. It is to note that some beta thalassemia or HBE carrier mothers in their reproductive life either had spontaneous abortions or neonatal deaths. Table / figure 4 presents the summary sheet of hematological and clinical features of two index cases of hemoglobin E beta thalassemia with their mothers having double heterozygosity for two structural hemoglobin variants, abnormal hemoglobin DE and SE in ERISA. The discussion. Heterosis, also called hybrid vigor or boost in performance, is the increase in growth size, fecundity, function, yield or other characters in hybrids over those of the parents. In other words, heterosis is increased strength of different characteristics in hybrids, the possibility to obtain a better individual by combining the virtues of its parent. Aberrant heterosis is antagonistic to heterosis, that is, combination of ill effects or abnormal qualities in an individual. Therefore, it's not always true that heterosis increases the strength of different characteristics in hybrid. Aberrant heterosis may occur with severe ill effects or abnormal qualities, leaving for survival of an individual. The first case of HBE beta thalassemia was reported in Kulita caste family from Western Orissa by Balgir, followed by Chotre and co-workers. And other reports of prevalence of hemoglobin E gene from the state of Orissa. It's apparent from the present study that the patients of hemoglobin E beta thalassemia and sickle cell B thalassemia disease manifest heterogeneity in clinical manifestations, hematological picture, prognosis and management profile in the state of Orissa. The patients with early onset and severe anemia have the disease course similar to homozygous beta thalassemia in the former and that of sickle cell disease in latter cases, while those patients with late onset and mild anemia manage with occasional blood transfusions or remain completely asymptomatic without any hemolytic crisis in life. Similar observations were made from HBE beta thalassemia in Sri Lanka and Thailand and for sickle cell B thalassemia in India. The severity of phenotype is therefore dependent on the type of beta thalassemia mutation, depending on the level of HBE and HBF and the number of beta globin genes, which tend to reduce the severity of the disease. The interaction of hemoglobin E and beta thalassemia results in a wide spectrum of clinical conditions, in some cases indistinguishable from beta thalassemia major, whereas in others it has a milder course without dependent on transfusion. These findings get further support from the earlier studies. The HBE is a mild structural variant of beta globin chain being asymptomatic in homozygous state. The clinical presentations of all cases of HBE beta thalassemia were identical with those of beta thalassemia major patients in Orissa. The peripheral blood smear examination revealed a hypochromic and microcytic picture with predominance of target cells. All the cases in the present study were transfusion dependent from the age of 1 year onward and needed multiple blood transfusions varying from 1 to 25 units. The heterogeneous clinical and hematological profile of HBE beta thalassemia patients is reflected in Table/Figure 3 and Table/Figure 4. However, the picture in 7 cases in the present study was compatible with those patients of beta thalassemia major in this region. All the patients had pallor, fatigue, recurrent fever, joint pains, splenomegaly and hepatomegaly of varying degrees or grades. The clinical picture is compatible with the studies reported from other parts, especially from northeastern region of India, where its frequency is reported to be very high. Severely affected patients of HBE beta thalassemia had marked anemia, jaundice, palsy maxillary bones and prominent hepatosplenomegaly. Most of these HBE beta thalassemia patients died due to secondary infection in infancy, whereas some of them survived up to 5th or 6th decade of life. As evident from the age distribution of HBE beta thalassemia patients, that is 1 to 18 years, in the present study the age of onset as well as the course of disease is similar to that of beta thalassemia major. High levels of fetal hemoglobin are known to reduce the severity of clinical symptoms. In the present study, HbF value of HBE beta thalassemia cases ranging between 2.4 to 42.4% showed wide range of variations, suggesting some other factors like iron or folic acid deficiency, afflicted with nutritional disorders, parasitic infestations, malarial or viral infections, etc., which are very common in the state of Orissa, may be responsible for mild or severe course of the disease. However, all the HBE beta thalassemia patients in the present study were multiple transfusion dependents. Female patients with sickle cell beta thalassemia may have reduced fertility, but pregnancy occurs and is associated with high degree of maternal morbidity and fetal wastage. In the present study, some beta thalassemia or HBE or S carrier mothers in their reproductive life either had spontaneous abortions or neonatal deaths. These findings get further support from our earlier study that the infant and neonatal mortality is high among carrier patients of HBE/S disease or beta thalassemia in Orissa. Precipitating factors for onset of crisis include cold or wet weather and winter season in the state of Orissa. Jaundice is the most common feature. The patients with sickle cell beta thalassemia had markedly higher values of HbA2 and lower of MCV and MCH as per the normal standards. The important determinants of clinical severity of sickle cell beta thalassemia are the type of beta mutations, number of beta globin genes, and level of HbA2 and of fetal hemoglobin that inhibits intracellular polymerization of sickle hemoglobin and hence sickling and reduces the severity of hemolysis and the occlusion of the microcirculation. The molecular genetic nature of the determinant resulting in raised HbF levels, that is 4.5% to 38.3% in these Indian patients, is not fully understood. As a whole, the sickle cell beta thalassemia in Orissa is indistinguishable from homozygous sickle cell disease except the raised HbA2 level and low values of MCV and MCH. The clinical manifestations are almost identical to homozygous sickle cell disease in the central East Indian state. Conclusion. The present study highlights the co-inheritance of beta thalassemia and hemoglobin E or sickle cell gene, which is widespread in southern and western Orissa. It's a pity that a large number of such double heterozygosity cases remain mostly undiagnosed or misdiagnosed, wrongly interpreted and mismanaged, leading to premature death without proper treatment in the state of Orissa. Bringing awareness, motivation for carrier detection to reduce the genetic burden and intervention in affected families and communities need to be launched vigorously in Orissa. Molecular diagnosis of HBD, HBE or HBS gene is required in the first trimester of the antenatal period of pregnancy, along with characterization of beta thalassemia mutations in the region. The establishment of prenatal diagnostic facilities and services, genetic / marriage counseling are the ultimate aims to be achieved in the state of Orissa.